Darren Smith, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Not too bad, yourself?
I'm all good.
It was a really popular, very successful show, Ireland's Got Talent, wasn't it? There was something really nice and decent about it. I said it at the time, I think I was interviewing Michelle Visage, and it was just really nice to watch, nice people involved.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, it was just good fun, you know, and it was kind of family fun, and it didn't take itself too seriously, and the talent was amazing, and our judges were brilliant, and we had a brilliant first season.
Yeah, I am very cynical, and even I was glued to it every weekend. So it was a big success, and
we have to follow it.
Now we have to follow it, exactly. Firstly, give us the specific details for anyone listening who might want to...
it's really, really simple. It's tv3.ie/Ireland's Got Talent, and the application form is there.
Okay.
And we just want everyone and anyone to apply.
It's live now.
It's live now, and, you know, we'll have our talent scouts, production team are kind of coming together over the next couple of weeks, and we'll have our talent scouts going out around the country.
Is there a closing date, Darren?
There could be, but it's months away.
Oh, okay. So this is a kind of a... Okay, so people have plenty of time to have a think.
Plenty
they could even
time.
They could develop an act between now and
they
then,
could.
You know?
They very, yeah, very much so.
The judges were brilliant. Louis Walsh, Michelle Visage, my best friend, new best friend, Jason Byrne, and Denise Van Outen. Oh, well, I found Denise sometimes a little bit cold towards them. But anyway, I think you do need a bit of balance on them. Are there any changes in the judges now?
All judges dying to come back.
Okay.
All agreed to come back, and we're delighted with that. I just thought it worked brilliantly. I thought we had a great mixture from, you know, the mischief of Jason. To the surprise that was Michelle, because people over here didn't really know her, and she was brilliant. Louis, and then of course, like, you know, what you said about the names is fair enough, but you do need somebody who will call it.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was never mean.
No.
But she, you know, she did call it as she saw it.
No, she wasn't quite, she didn't go full Simon Cowell.
No.
The winning dance troupe, RDC, you know, a lot of people would feel that, do you crack this show by going as a group because you'll have more people voting for you because there's aunties and uncles and cousins and all that kind of thing? Or does a solo artist really stand a good chance?
Well, you crack it by being really, really talented. And, you know, RDC got a bit of grief about this at the time. But, you know, it is not to take away that they are immensely talented, really hardworking kids who, when they came on and did their first audition, blew us all away. You know, they were deserved winners. And, look, you know, that kind of tribal voting that happens in Ireland is, you know, part and parcel of the fun of these shows and stuff like that. But, like, we're just delighted that such a talented act.
Yeah. And there are no criteria or limits or restrictions.
No limits, no restrictions. And that's the joy of Got Talent. We're not just looking for one specific talent, you know. And the one thing I'm looking for is surprises. You can't define what that's going to be. But, you know, we're pretty confident there'll be a lot of dance acts because there's so many out there. And we're also pretty confident that people who, you know, might have wanted to see season one before throwing their hat in the ring, you know, will be buoyed by what they saw and encouraged to go for it this time.
Okay, excellent. So anyone can apply, magicians, all that kind of stuff.
Danger acts.
I like those kinds of ones. You don't imagine they'll ever get through, but they certainly provide some great entertainment.
They're a bit of a can't look at the telly moment.
Yeah.
And that's always good.
Exactly. Darren, thanks a million for talking to us this morning. Take it easy. Thanks, Darren Smith. He's producer of Ireland's Got Talent, tv3.ie/Ireland's Got Talent. To go and apply, you can apply now. You can get together your dance troupe or your sword swallowing act or whatever it is you like. We've got cheese and crackers coming up after a bit of Codaline. This is Shed a Tear. It's Today FM.